everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more, so smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy Apu. How are you?
I'm doing great, my elf, and how be you?
Well, wait, I hate to say this, but what have you been doing in between calls today?
Shh, it's a secret. It's my witchy secret.
Okay, witchy secrets.
I have been playing my drums from the Vibe Store in between, and they're so fun, and they're so joyful. Like, it's such a joyful, playful sound. I'm very enamored with them. It's so much fun. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, crap, I got to answer the phone.
Right? I know. You get all caught up.
Yeah, well, and it's such a great way to shift the, you know, shift the energy between calls. It's so great.
So I've been sitting here in my work chair because I don't have an office.
So you have a work chair.
That's I have awesome. A work chair. And so I've been sitting in my work chair with a bucket of rainbow moonstone and a flashlight. And in the bucket is water, because that's the best way to see the flash is, you know, with water. It's really easy, and with light. Because I want to create some sort of art piece with these for the outside of our new house. It's not new house, our old ass house that we're going to make new.
Renovating house.
we're renovating. We have no floors right now. Like zero floors. There's no floors in this house.
Plans to put in floors.
There are plans, but there are none right now. But I was thinking either like pavers, that would be really sweet, or I was thinking about a mural of stones on the side of the garage. It's Santa Fe. I mean, it's kind of anything goes.
Right.
That's what we call a moral dilemma.
I see what you did there.
Well, actually, this funny thing is, we were talking and we were like talking about what upcoming episodes we want to do, topics. You know, you gave me an opportunity.
Just tell people that they're hearing your papers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, everybody. You will hear my papers because I'm Nerdy Elf this episode.
And Nerdy Elf showed up.
Right. But here's what happened. So we were chit-chatting away, talking about different things. And I, of course, for some reason, brought up the female prison shows I like to watch. And you were like,
As one does.
It's like it comes up in natural conversation. And doesn't everybody like to watch female prison shows? And you were like, why do you watch those? And I was like, well, I can explain this. I go, I love a good moral dilemma. And they are just chock full of moral dilemmas. I love to see how people or characters choose. I actually pay attention to this in real life too. But I like true. To really see, I do. Oh my God. I love moral dilemmas. But I like to see where they go. And so we thought we'd talk about them today. Hence we will be in paper shuffling zone. But another thing that people our generation talk about, Bren, is we always say Sophie's Choice, because Sophie's Choice is our shortcut to moral dilemma.
True.
Right?
Yeah. Hashtag Sophie's Choice, which is the Oscar-winning movie called Sophie's yes. Choice. Meryl Streep had to choose between her son and her daughter, I believe.
Yes, right? Between her two children.
One of them could live, and she had
right,
to choose.
Right, right. That's a Sophie's yeah. choice because yes. so.
Now, I just want to say for the record, like I enjoy, you know, cultivating the story around a good moral dilemma. Not so much the prison shows.
No, but, they, but
that is not my jam.
No, but we'll talk about those in a second. But it's not about their moral dilemmas in prison. In a lot of cases, it's their moral dilemmas that got them into prison. Mm. You know, there are, especially the women shows. I know I sound insane, but it's okay, everybody. I am. But it is, there's so many of the characters that go in because like they're in a marriage, they have a children and they have an abusive husband. And
this happens in real life.
That's what
time.
I'm saying. This is why I like yeah. it. This is why I like to watch yeah. is like you actually see it playing out. Right.
Sure.
I don't like moral dilemmas. Don't get me wrong. I like yeah. to see what people do. So I hate when people have these situations. But in many cases, you know, they see that. In fact, they actually think through their choices, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Some people act out of just emotion and
in the moment.
Yeah. But in many cases, in these prison shows, they actually think through what they're doing, and they think through. It's like, well, it'd probably be easier if I just get rid of him for good. Otherwise, he's going to make mine and my daughter's life a living hell for as long as we all shall live. Right. And that's a choice, right? So if you don't mind, I'm going to give everybody some definitions so we all kind of start from a level playing field, and we're going to have kind of a game. We're going to like gamify this a little bit. There are some moral dilemma scenarios that
remind our audience that I am with you because I have no idea where she's going.
Y'all. Oh yeah, no. This is she's absolutely
I'm
right.
I'm along for the ride. I'm with y'all.
So. Right. However, you're going to have to answer some of these, but it's going to be interesting because they talk a lot about the psychologists talk a lot about the scenarios. In order for you to establish what your moral compass actually is. So it's a really interesting exercise, whether you believe it or not. It's, I mean, the moral compass part, but it's really interesting. So let's just define morality for one. So morality is defined as the principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong or good and bad behavior. What makes these questions dilemmas is an individual's definition of right or wrong or good and bad. Right. So it's how we define right and wrong and good and bad. And you'll hear in some of these questions how different people could have a different answer based on what their morality is. But a moral dilemma is a conflict, right? So this is, I mean, I love conflicts. Conflicts are amazing. They make us so much better in the world and we can understand them. But a moral dilemma is a conflict.
It also just depends on the context. Like what can be a moral dilemma in the suburbs in the Midwest versus in a third world country looks very different.
Correct.
Right?
You're absolutely right.
So context is everything. So
it is absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not judging here, for the record.
No.
We're just sharing.
No, look, if there was an absolute right or wrong, there would be no moral dilemma.
It wouldn't be called
right.
a dilemma.
Right.
Right. The word dilemma would not exist.
Right. This is why it's a discussion.
Right. So this is how it's defined, is a moral dilemma is a conflict in which a person must choose between two or more actions, all of which they have the ability to do. So this is important, right? Like the example I gave you from one of the women's prison shows was actually a character in there, and she had to choose. Both were in her power to kill him or her power to divorce him. Those were her choices. There are moral reasons for each choice. No matter which choice you make, someone will suffer or something bad will happen. See, that's the whole thing.
That's the right? hook, right?
That's, yeah. That is that it right there when we are in a position where we have to choose, knowing that it's not a win-win situation.
Right.
Right. That's what a moral dilemma is. Should we take a quick break and come right back and we'll like launch into some of these like awesome scenarios?
Absolutely. Sweet. Okay, you guys, get out your, you know, go get your paper and pen because there's going to be a pop quiz at the end, I have a feeling, right?
Yes, so, there is. Okay. Well, the pop quiz is throughout.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
And welcome back. Are y'all ready? Are you a little nervous? You know, sometimes you get nervous for tests.
Are you experiencing a dilemma?
It's not a dilemma.
Okay, so there are, so the one of the questions I think is actually a really fascinating one. And it's titled A Difficult Choice. It's like, duh, that's what a moral dilemma is. But so here's the quick question. It's not quick. Here's the question. I'll do my best to read it properly. You and your family love the beach and decide to spend a weekend at an isolated beach cabin. Your teenage daughter often gets bored on your getaway, so you make plans to take your niece along. As soon as you arrive, a storm is looming on the horizon and the water looks rough. You tell the girls they can get ready to swim, but to come back and help unload the car. They are so excited, they do not pay attention to the last part of what you say and run down to the beach to swim. You do not realize they have done so until you hear your daughter scream. You realize they are both caught in a strong current and might be swept out to sea. You are a good swimmer.
Oh, I do not like where this is going.
It's a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
You are a good swimmer and know you can save one of them. You have a difficult choice to make. Do you? They give us two options in this. Number one, save your niece first, as she is a poor swimmer and will not be able to last as long as your daughter. Right? That's number one. Two is save your daughter first, because although she is a strong swimmer and may be able to last long enough for you to come back after saving your niece, you cannot stand the idea of losing her. That's a moral dilemma. And people have faced this.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm the asshole that'd probably pick my kid. In the moment, though, okay. I wonder.
Well, hopefully, you know, cancel Claire, but
yeah, cancel. I don't have a kid, so I know. That's but why cancel Claire doesn't matter.
Yeah,
right. In another lifetime,
you know, it's this is all I can think about is look. If you're at the beach somewhere around there, there is a flipping life jacket. That's what I'm thinking, right? So you swim out with one of them and flip them the life jacket and take the other one back.
Okay, so that is a way better choice. They didn't have that one. Next time, I would actually like you.
As someone who spent a lot of time on the beach and at the oceans, that's what I would do. So I know it wasn't one of the options.
No, but it's so, but actually, that's really good though, because that is problem solving in a way that when you think you're facing a moral dilemma, maybe it's not as simplistic as you think it is. Maybe there's a more like complex. I mean, they did say isolated cabin. This kind of stuff. So
yeah, but if you're on the cabin, you're on the water, there's a life jacket. I promise you.
If there's not a life jacket, then it's a real moral dilemma there. Right. But this is what they are.
Well, you just have them swim towards each other. That's what I do. Make a chain and pull them back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen to you. You're like life problem solver.
Life hacks / Brenda Rose.
Totally a life hack. That is so good. Okay, this one is so shitty. They're all shitty, but this one is super shitty. Yeah, because this goes against my moral compass. So FYI.
Okay.
It's called Midnight Death. You have worked, right? Midnight Death. There's a reason they call it midnight. It is a deadline, literally deadline.
Yeah.
You have worked years to be successful in your father's business. You felt you were obligated to take over as he worked his whole life to build the business left to him by his father. However, the large businesses in town have seriously cut into profits, and for several years, you and your family have just managed to scrape by. Your father's health has declined, and he has been hospitalized. He has a substantial life insurance policy that expires at midnight. If he dies before midnight, you will inherit enough money to pursue a career you have always dreamed of and provide adequately for your family. Do you? There's three options. Number one, pinch the oxygen line, making it possible for your dad to die, or smother him with a pillow. That is one of the options.
For God's sake.
So I'm telling you, this one just like sent me over the edge. But this is our morality.
I understand.
Let's keep going, like, because everybody's in different situations. Number two is tell your dad the problem and let him suggest a solution and go by what he says. Interesting option. Number three is do nothing, as you cannot imagine living with yourself if you terminate your dad's life. Okay, I'm not a killer. I'm really not. I mean, like, that's a big thing for me in my
good
life.
To know.
Well, but no, but for real, like, but even, you know, with all the Second Amendment talk and guns and all this kind of stuff, we've talked about guns before. We all know I have some drama attached to it from a previous life. But that aside, I really, like, my mission on this planet is to not take another life. It just isn't. Money isn't worth it. Money, like, you can figure out how to make money in one way or the other. You do not need to do that. You know, like, that to me isn't even a moral dilemma. That is just like, it wouldn't even cross my mind. But it is a moral dilemma that they pose in this because, you know, there are people who worry in part because I don't have kids, right? Like, I don't think about, I don't have to care for children,
provide for family,
feed them and provide and all that kind of stuff. But I can see how it could be one, right?
Yeah. And, you know, again, I think there's a fourth way.
What's the fourth way?
Well, if there's really, you know, bigger companies around, sell out to one of them. Take the cash and start your second career.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I think that's a good one. That's a good one. Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not the three choices. My choice is
Well, first of all, the second choice is not a choice. I mean, first of all, if someone's that close to the end, they're not usually very coherent. And what the hell is he going to do about it anyhow? Okay, so I got 6 hours to figure out how to get the hell out of here. Like, you know, that's not real.
So it's like getting permission to kill someone. I mean, it's like you don't.
Well, it's insane. And no one's going to say that. Yeah, take me out. I'm good. You know, people. That's not how people live. So,
right.
Or how people die. But anyhow, so that's kind of lame. But
okay, we'll have a not lame one next.
Okay. I'm just saying that option's
because this one, I think, I think this one is tough for some people. It's called Telling a Secret. It's short. Your friend tells you they committed a crime. I say this because I was in high school in Oklahoma and this did happen to me. Your friend tells you they committed a crime. They explain. Yeah, for real. I mean, not like murdery kind of crimes, but you know. They explain that they are having trouble sleeping at night and feel you're the only one they can trust with their confession. A few days later, you read in the paper that someone has been arrested for your friend's crime. Do you? Okay, by the way, nobody ever got arrested for any of my dipshit friends. Do you, one, they didn't, not that I'm aware of.
I believe you.
Number one, do you go to the police and tell them what you know? Number two, encourage your friend to confess and warn him, I'm going to say or her, if he, she, they does not do so, you will tell. Number three is say nothing because you will not betray a friend's confidence. See, I think this is a good one, though. I really do.
Well, for me, personally, I am the holder of many secrets. None illegally that I know of. Some who get close to the line. But I'm not kidding.
Walking the line, baby. Walking the line.
Exactly. And, you know, as a reverend, I'm not here to judge people.
Correct. Right?
I mean, so it's... So the number, I believe in the second option, it was actually collapsed to options, which is listen to your friend, encourage them to search their conscience and find their way forward. But the whole threaten to go to the police otherwise, that doesn't belong in the same option.
Like I agree with you.
Right. And so,
yeah, I think two is a really good one. It's like if that scenario happens, be like, listen, if you want to clear your conscience, only you can do that. Like that is on them. But is that, but I personally, I think that's the dilemma. I think that would be the best scenario. And if they chose not to, they chose not to.
Well, and exactly. And the other thing is like just having so much compassion for them because they're obviously in pain if they're not sleeping at night and, you know, it's only going to get worse over the years, right? And it's not going to get less. It's going to get worse because the body never lies, right? The body's going to hold that.
Oh, forever.
Yeah.
Forever. They are better paying their price than they are.
They're going to get sick.
Lifetime of it, right? Yeah,
they're going to get sick. And it's not a judgment call on them. It's just that's how the body works.
Okay, so the next one is my all-time favorite because I know people have had this moral dilemma about me. So it's called Sarcastic Friend. I guarantee you that people have had this.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Your friend has a great sense of humor.
True.
However. Sometimes her, I'm going to say her, they say his, stupid report. However, sometimes her jokes involve making fun of others in inappropriate ways. Done that. She will point out a physical flaw or look for something odd. Oh. That's not me. Or different about a person and make an unkind comment. That's definitely not me. No. You feel uncomfortable when your friend does this. Do you say something or just laugh along with him or they? I've been caught in this many times, actually. I now speak up.
Yeah.
I didn't used to.
I always
because I'm not, that's actually not me. I mean, I'm funny and I'm sure I say things that can be offensive, but it's not about other people's looks and things like that.
Well, the other thing is, I think a lot of times people are going for the giggle, not to be mean. Like they're just like making jokes. Like this is
right,
funny.
Right. But you know, we've talked about a number of these situations that I've been in the last couple years, like going to the airport, taking somebody's friend and made a terrible comment about the Hispanic family, crossing the street. And I lost my ever loving shit. The other ones laughed along. I lost my shit and threw her out of my car.
Yeah. I've definitely, even when I was young, I would call people out and they'd be like, "Lighten up, you're such a drag." And I'd be like, "Look, just I ask you that you don't say those things in my presence. That's all." So don't invite me.
That one, weirdly, option. Personally, for me, is not a moral dilemma at this stage of my life, but it has been. It has been. Yep. And I know many other people have dealt with this, that sometimes you get uncomfortable and you just kind of like, what do I do? Like kind of deer in headlights. You're different. You're a witchy poo. The rest of us mortals, this has been, I think, a dilemma for people about what to do. This isn't like killing your father that's going to die for money. This isn't those kinds of, this is actually a very day-to-day kind of thing. And whether it's a friend, whether it's a sibling, a parent, a whatever it may be, that is a, I think that's a real dilemma for people, is what to do.
The only thing I will say is sometimes, particularly if it's a very senior person, you know, someone in, like, let's just say well into their 80s, and you understand the context of this is not going to change anything.
When my mom had Alzheimer's? Yes.
Yes.
No, there's no question. I think that in a midlife, healthy, physically healthy situation, to me, this is not a moral dilemma. It's an obvious thing, but I know it is a moral dilemma to other people.
Without a doubt.
And I think that's a very tough thing, because I think to your point is when you start to balance these things, like, this is actually really good, because part of what this whole study is asking you to do is ask yourself how you would do handle this. And there's not a 100% yes or 100% no on everything. So like in what you just brought up is a great example. That's why adult children, when their older parents like go off the deep end and become right wingers, they don't say anything, because they're not going to change it. And they just know it's going to cause a battle. They just don't do it. And that is a moral dilemma for them, because they don't win either way.
Right. There's no winning. Yeah. Well, this has been a great little challenge. And we're going to take a break so y'all can discuss and reflect upon your answers.
That's right. Would you kill your dad? And would you tell your mama to shut the fuck up for being rude?
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
And welcome back.
Thanks.
So, no.
Every time. And you laugh every time. No, every time.
So I just want to say thank you, Nerdy Elf, for bringing these. These are interesting. It's great. Yeah. All right. What else you got for us?
Well, this one is always fascinating to me, because it's about the value that you put on a life, on whose life, and where they are in life. And this is called the lifeboat. It says, you are on a cruise and the ship encounters an unexpected storm. By the way, clearly these were written a long time ago, because nobody goes on cruises anymore because they're COVID death traps.
That's not true. People.
No, I know they do. I was just kidding. I was just teasing. Yeah. The storm continues to rage, and eventually you and the other passengers are told you must head to the lifeboats and abandon ship. As people begin to line up, you realize some lines have fewer people, some have families, and some seem to have younger, single people. You know you are strong and capable. Do you choose to help a group composed of three families with a few young children, a group of seniors who obviously could use your help, or go with the young, strong people with whom you might have a better chance of survival?
I'm sorry. I'm just distracted by the Titanic song going through my head.
Right, same. Wherever you are. Yeah. So, I'm a helper. I'll answer. I'm a helper.
Yeah.
I mean, I will help. And if I go down, I go down. But if I can help five and lose one of me, I'm better with that than I am. Cause I could not live with myself picking the line. If I didn't try picking the line of the stronger ones that are capable, I would feel horrible about who I was as a human. I'd rather have a shorter life than live with that.
Than one that's meaningful. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I understand the moral dilemma.
Yeah.
I understand, because remember the definition. Either choice is not a winner. Right? It's just like how does your morality align to what your choice is? I would also understand if there was somebody who was a parent and they had three of those kids. They're likely going to make sure that their three kids make it and they're safe, and they're not worried about anybody else outside of that. I get that. That's how it works.
That has to be how it works, right? If anything, they would, you know, because they only have two hands, they would send another kid someplace else, like someone else who's capable or that they trusted. You know, can you be with this child?
Like, right?
I mean, you hear stories of that all the time, whether it's at the border or in a disaster or something like that.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. It was just recently there was a, it was Veterans Day, right? And so there was a story where someone in Iraq, when they were pulling out of Iraq a year ago, soldiers on the ground, and it was just sheer mayhem, right? And they, someone threw a bag over the fence, and the soldier just assumed it was a bomb in a bag. And so he caught the bag to keep it from falling on the ground and exploding. Like, what mindset is that? That's not even a moral dilemma. That's just sheer insanity in my mind, obviously, to be trained like that. Wow. And when it landed in his arms, he knew it wasn't a bomb because it was a child in the bag. Because someone was so desperate to save their child, they threw this child over the fence into the U.S. territory. Like, U.S. controlled territory. Anyhow.
Wow.
It's just, I mean, but that, so anyhow, that's what that brought up into my mind.
Wow. Well, I was going to go to a lighter topic.
Okay.
Since you went really heavy, I'm going to go light.
Okay.
And what we all know, we face this. Are you ready?
Yes.
A friend gives you a gift for your birthday. Unfortunately, it is a type of perfume you are extremely allergic to. Do you say something and ask for a receipt to return it, or keep it quiet? That's a moral dilemma. Any way you slice or dice it. Moral dilemmas come with life and death scenarios. They also come with scenarios like this.
I would never say anything, because the idea of the gift has been received, which is
exactly
lovely.
Exactly.
And I can
right.
just pass it along. I'll tell a personal story about that. So second time I met David, I was sick, and I had the flu, and I wasn't contagious at this point, but I was still not 100%. And he was visiting friends in town, and they came for a reading. And so I got up. I had to reschedule the reading by a couple of days, but eventually I got out of bed. I did a reading for them and basically went back to bed for two more days. And he was so grateful that he went to my friend's house and made chicken soup for me and brought it over so I would feel better. Well, of course, the chicken soup had onions in it, and I'm allergic to onions. And
chicken soup has onions in it?
Well, it did.
That one did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so I just gave the soup to my neighbors who had children, and you know, it was fine, right? And it, you know, we were probably dating for 5 years, but he's like, "You never ate that soup, did you?"
Oh, that's funny.
Like, hell no. I was sick already. I didn't need to get sicker.
That's really funny. Yeah. Because you're right. When it comes to gifts, it's like the intention of the gift has, it's already been received, no matter what it may be.
So thoughtful. Right.
Right. So I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
So here's one I have faced sadly multiple times in my life. When making a purchase at a local store, you are given too much change. Do you say something or keep quiet?
I would never say something because I would never notice.
I know you wouldn't because you're not a counter.
Well, I don't care. You know, I mean, it's like, it's a rounding error.
I've given it back every time.
You notice?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. I will absolutely give it back. But I'll also have no issue of saying if they shortchanged me. So
where's my pennies? I want my pennies.
Well, it's mainly bills if I go it's like, because there have been cases, and Suzanne and I don't remember the exact situation, but there was actually a merchant, I think we were living in LA, if I'm not mistaken. And it was the person who was working the register. I think they were intentionally shorting people and pocketing the money. That's a real thing too. That happens. And so on the flip side of it, I will absolutely say something because that's not right either. And I will definitely bring it up, but I will always give it back because it's about balance, right?
Yeah. Well, I also think it's going to mess up their drawer at the end of the night, but if they're pocketing money, then that's different.
Well, that's the thing. If they give me $5 less, but they'd be getting everybody $5 less all day. Yeah. Then that doesn't mess up their register. And clearly it would mess it up if they gave you too much. And I also know, because I've worked a register before. I know that I'm liable for that. And, you know, I worked at Quick Stop 2 in Mama, Oklahoma in 1986 and 87. And I had to count that damn change every night to make sure it was right.
Yeah.
I'd count the drawer. Yeah. So very well aware of what can happen. However, you know, it is only my moral compass. It's not anybody else's. It's mine. And my moral compass is I never want anything I am not entitled to. You know, like I'm entitled to the proper change. I'm not entitled to too much change. So I give it back. Like that's just born this way kind of thing. Like I've never considered keeping it before. Now I can understand there are people who will. There are people like, your mistake, I win.
Yeah. And I have to say, I think your mama being a CPA may have influenced that just a bit.
Well, I think, is she telling you that? She totally is, isn't she? I knew it. Brenna's shaking her head up and down that my mom, this is a three-way like podcast now. If you notice, mom comes, swoops in all the time.
She's randomly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, and her point is how we grow up and the context in which we grow up matters. Right?
It's yes, it does.
And it's not a reflection, good or bad. It just matters. Right? It's just part of the equation that gets woven in.
Yeah. Mom wasn't somebody to ever take something that wasn't hers. It just wasn't her nature. She would rather live without it than to accept something that wasn't hers.
Yeah. And that's how you got to where you are.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So some of these questions are even, I'm like, wait, there's a moral dilemma in here. You know, like I understand that, but these are important for people to ask themselves these things, right? Like there are some that, and I also know we have some really delightful, kind-hearted listeners. So this one's for you. Your lunch keeps missing at work. You are pretty sure you know who is taking it each day. Do you confront them, report it to your supervisor or HR, get them back by making a cat food sandwich, or just keep quiet? It says cat food sandwich. I didn't make that up, although I would have made it up, but I didn't.
This is a new kind of catfishing, right?
This is a cat food sandwich. This is real. I had a roommate that used to take all the food, two of them. I definitely had this happen at work. What I did, by the way, my college roommate, she kept eating all my, I make tuna fish salad or chicken salad or something just easy to eat off of for the week. And she ate one day it was gone. So I started putting jalapeno peppers in it.
And she's like, wow, you've really gotten into jalapenos lately. I'm like, I know, I love them. She goes, I really can't stand them. They're too spicy. I'm like, oh, which I knew. But it was like my way of stopping it because we're roommates. I didn't want to have a battle.
That's one way to do it.
Right. But if you're at work and something like this is persistent, you know, and it can get costly for you too, because if you made something, you brought it in, then you have to go buy lunch and, you know, just things add up. I mean, what would you do?
I've never had that situation. Yeah.
Well, we're going to put you in it. That's what these questions are for. So you had, I clearly have dealt with like a lot of stupid little bullshit in my life. So I have stories for all of these.
I don't know what I would do. I put a post-it note on it that says, you know who you are.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Thank you for not taking my lunch today.
That's really funny.
Or make two. I'll make one for you tomorrow or something. I don't know. Maybe variations on that.
That's really funny. Yeah. Okay. Have we had enough questions? Do we have any time for any more?
I think we did great.
Did we? Okay.
We hope you enjoyed just being in these questions with us and navigating. And, you know, just hopefully it strikes some interesting conversations beyond this podcast as you reflect and maybe giggle a little bit at what's like, oh, yeah, that's, I still don't know what to do. Or, that's not a problem for me.
Well, and I think it's also, like you said, I think it can be geographic, cultural, socioeconomic, the life stage that you're in, the situation that you're in, right? The context of it. And I think as you go through these questions, if you choose to re-listen to this podcast, I hope you do. And I hope you actually take some notes about them, is that ask yourself some of these questions under different circumstances than where you are today.
Yeah.
And I think that's how you really find out more about who you are. Like I've been through all these, I answered all of them, of course, because I'm a nerdy elf. And I think it's always important to always kind of check in to see where your moral compass is, to see where you sit in that day. And I think you're right, Brynn, about, you know, not casting judgment. This isn't casting judgment on anybody else. It's more about you. Yeah. This is an inside job, folks. If you care enough about it, I think you can go Google moral dilemma questions. And there's a slew of them out there. These are just the ones that I chose. There's a lot of them that exist. May be familiar and some may not.
I think also just from, you know, a spiritual exercise and in conversation or maybe just reflection yourself, when someone chose a different option, how you can stretch your heart space to hold with compassion their valid choice. Mm-hmm.
And like saving the kids, like whether it's Sophie Choice or the situation at the remote beach house kind of thing, that's a no win no matter what, because it is. It is a no
win. I'd get them both in though. I know I'd get them both in.
I think you could save them both. And if my mom wants to swoop back in, she taught me how to swim. So she would actually say, you could get them both. What's wrong with you, child?
There's no doubt. With your power, no problem.
Just send me. But again, you might have to, because when you first start to save both, you may end up only being able to save one. There's all those things.
You may save both of them and end up dying. Like that can happen too.
And that happens too. I've seen that.
That happens all the time, right?
Lots of TV shows.
Those riptides are just scary, scary. All right. Yes, I think we have covered it.
Okay. Well, lots of moral dilemmas.
Thank you, my elf, my nerdy elf. Thanks for showing up and doing the legwork. And thanks for listening. And remember, our school is hard.
Without the other side. Thank y'all.
Bye. Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.